Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. Tanner, you made me laugh. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And we're going to start today's podcast off the same way we start every podcast off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name is Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. Thank you very much for your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you try to introduce yourself without laughing?
Yeah, I'm Cade Peterson from Sherwood Park, Alberta, and I'm a hockey player for the Fort McMurray Oil Barons, number 26.
Cool. Have you always been number 26?
No, I haven't. No, it's just we didn't really get to choose our numbers this year, so.
If you could choose your number, what's your number?
I'm usually 4 or 14. It's okay. Kind of a number that my dad used growing up and when he played through his junior career, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
So your dad's a hockey player too, so that's where you get it from.
Yeah.
So what's that like in regards to having a parent who is that involved, who kind of knows? Are you able to like take advice, or you're like, Dad, I don't want to hear it?
Yeah, no, it's the advice that's good, right? Because he's been through it. He's been to the level that I want to be at, and mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice to hear from him and like do what I need to do to get to that next level. He kind of knows everything, right?
Yeah. So you're open to his suggestions.
Yeah, for sure.
Has it always been like that, or as a kid were you just like, go away?
No, it's always been like that. Like right from the start when I learned hockey, like he was there. He's my coach. And
okay.
Yeah, he coached me growing up. And yeah, he's kind of been a mentor for me my whole life.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, when I sit down with my little kid to like teach him basketball and stuff, he's just like, shut up, Dad. Like, I just want to play. I don't want to run drills. I'm just like, Keegs, let's just like do drills for like 5 minutes and we can play for an hour. And he's just like,
yeah.
No, I just want to play. I'm just like, and he'll practice shots and I'm like, that's never going to happen in a game. And it's just like, yeah, I know, I'm playing. Like,
yeah.
All right, cool, whatever. Tier. So you grew up here in Alberta then?
Yeah, I did.
So St. Albert, you heard about Fort McMurray, then it was on your radar. This was not like, oh, I don't know where the hell I'm going.
Yeah, no, it was definitely, yeah.
Sweet. So is this a spot that you wanted to potentially play, or was this a spot that just happened circumstantially that you got sent up here?
Well, I guess it could have been circumstantially because I played in Sherwood Park in my midget year.
Okay.
And I just got affiliated with Fort McMurray. They asked me to affiliate with them, come up for a couple games. And
yeah.
I eventually did that, and the team and just everything was so awesome. So I just kept trying to play here, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough. Now, you said a word that I don't know the definition of. What's affiliated mean?
It's like you're not a part of the team, but you can come up and play a few games with the team.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah.
Cool. So, like, when you say come up and play a few games, is that them calling you being like, yo, we'd like you to come to practice and hang out? Or is that your agent or yourself making the phone call being like, I'd like to come and chill for a minute?
No, it's just, like, if they have injured players or guys that are suspended or something, they'll call you and say, hey, we want you to come up for a couple games, come practice with us. And yeah, that's kind of how it goes.
And how old are you?
I'm 18.
You're 18, so you have a few more years left.
Yeah.
So when did you become an affiliate for the Barons? At like what age?
I think I was 16.
That's wild.
Yeah.
What's that feeling feel like when you're 16 at that age and like this is a level up of hockey? When a team recognizes, any team recognizes that age, like, how do you even deal with that and not let that go to your head and then affect your play?
I don't know. It's kind of interesting coming in because you're 16 and there's guys that are 20 on the team, and it's just a big jump from playing against, you know, 16-year-olds back in your club hockey, right? It's totally different pace and takes a little bit to adjust, but
Yeah, you're like, you're a child playing a 20-year-old. What's that hit feel like when you first come to the league? Like, dear Lord. Like, I don't get how you guys do what you do. Like, in my opinion, hockey is, like, the hardest sport ever. Like, it's so hardcore based on you're on a piece of metal on a piece of ice. That makes no sense. They give you a stick, and you guys got to play hard. You're getting hit every day, and your season is grueling. Mm. So, like, with all that adversity, what about the sport just keeps you fired up?
I don't know. It's just going out there every day. Like, the teammates are a big part of it, obviously. And just, I don't know, you just find a love for the game. Like, scoring goals is obviously nice, but just celebrating with the teammates, getting wins, like, winning's the best, right?
Yeah.
And it's just something that you almost get, like, addicted to, and you just keep coming back to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, you said a word twice there, team.
Yeah.
And you guys are all here today hanging out, supporting one another, just, like, it's a really nice environment that you guys, like the five of you guys, just have hanging out.
Yeah.
How do you foster that environment? Because you're not, like, always here, in theory. Like, you could be playing for different teams.
Yeah.
So when you get put into a new ecosystem, how does that transpire?
Well, me coming in, I knew a couple guys already from affiliating and playing with them in the past. So that kind of helped off the start. But it's just a thing where you just come to a team and then eventually, like, you play with guys and they just become your buddies. And it's kind of, it's really, like, it's really smooth how it goes. It's just, they become more friendly and you play with them and then they become your buddies. That's kind of where all my buddies are from hockey. And
and so now when you go to a different team,
Because
I just literally last night watched an episode of Ted Lasso where they're playing World Cup, basically. So teammates are playing for different sides now.
Yeah.
How are you able to bring that same intensity to a set of guys who are like, yo, those are my brothers for like a year, and now I'm playing against them? Like, how does that work out for you?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like with your buddies, you kind of, like, you don't want to say it to them, but you want to be better than them. Like,
obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you want to compete that much harder against your buddies. I almost feel like it's easier to play against your buddies than it is to play against just random guys, because there's an element of compete and, like, you want to beat those guys a lot more, right?
Yeah, no doubt. So you can chirp them on and off the ice.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, no doubt.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay, so off the ice. Like, I know, obviously, playing hockey, like, communicating on the ice is going to bring you guys together. But off the ice, how do you guys hang out?
I don't know. Just, we like to play our fair share of video games, I'd say. Yeah. But also just hanging out in the ODR when it's winter time. And anytime we can get together, it's just fun to be around everybody, I would say.
What video game are you playing right now? Like, what's the team game?
Lots of guys are into Fortnite. NHL 25 is a big one, too. So,
A given.
Yeah.
A given.
Yeah.
What team do you play when you're playing that game?
Oilers.
Oilers?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess, you're Alberta.
Yeah.
Like, and you're, yeah, of course. If you cheered for anybody other than the Oilers, it'd be a problem. How did your heart break during that playoff run?
Yeah, it was tough. It was almost like after they went down three games in the Stanley Cup final, it was almost like it was inevitable that it was going to happen. And then every game they won, it was just like you're inching that much closer. And then the final came around. It was just like, oh, man, what happened?
Yeah.
But
where were you for that? Were you able to watch any of them live? Were you in Alberta for the playoff run?
I was in Alberta. I was in Sherwood Park for the playoff run.
Nice.
Got to go out to a couple of the watch parties there.
Cool.
And I think it was during the Game 7 game, I was actually getting my tattoo done, so didn't really get to watch the first little bit of it, so.
Nice. You brought it up, so now I'm asking, what tattoo did you get? What is it of?
It's a picture of me and my dad on the outdoor rink in Jasper,
kind
of looking at the mountains.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
He must have loved that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure if I want my kid to have tattoos. I could really care less. But if he came and was like, Dad, I got a tattoo of you and me, I'm just like, yeah man, you do you. You do whatever you want. So, yeah, that game, that final was wild. I had a few buddies that flew down for Game 7.
Yeah.
And to say heartbreak sank in at the end of that was a real thing. But the fact that they made it, like, as any form of athlete, if you were able to make it to like a game seven, go into extra time, like that's what you dream of.
Exactly. Cool. And you just see the emotion, like in that face-off show you're talking about, like in the dressing room during that game, how fired up they were getting, like it's crazy to see, right?
And
how much emotion goes into it, and it's pretty cool.
So in regards to that program, how do you feel about that? Like, obviously you aspire to one day play at that level. And so it's not just the athletic component about it. Now you are a brand, you are a celebrity, and that life kind of filters into your day to day. How do you feel about losing your potential anonymity by becoming that level of a player?
Well, I don't know. I think it's something that you just have to deal with when you get to that point. It's a pretty cool point to be at, obviously. And if you get to that point, it's just, you got to change your lifestyle based on that. Make good decisions with what you're posting on the internet and in your everyday life, because you're always being watched, right? So it's just something that you have to get accustomed to, I would say.
No doubt. So now that you're here, you're closer than some of the boys who are flying literally across the country.
Yeah.
Are you able to get down and visit your friends and family a little easier because we're so close?
Well, every once in a while we'll have a couple days off. So like I went down one time earlier in the year when we had 3 days off or something, but really only Christmas is the time to go down.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, listen, unfortunately Tanner tapped his watch. That means we're out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Yeah, I'll just shout out my teammates and my coaches and my family. So, yeah.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout-out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
I just died at this. That's another Max City Morning Show done.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.